This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As he accepted his party's nomination to run against U.S. President Donald Trump in November, Democrat Joe Biden vowed to heal a country battered by a deadly pandemic and an economic catastrophe by uniting all Americans while saying that President Donald Trump would go on stoking hatred and fear if elected to another four-year term. The speech, the capstone of nearly five-decade political career, was delivered inside an empty arena in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, the conclusion of the four-day Democratic National Convention, which was held virtually because of the coronavirus pandemic. President Donald Trump's Republican Party will hold its convention next week, where members will make the case for why Mr. Trump deserves another 4 years in office before officially nominating him. More than 792,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. More than 174,000 of those deaths are in the United States. Brazil has the second highest number at more than 112,000. Mexico third at more than 59,000. The number of worldwide infections is approximately 22.6 million, with the U.S., Brazil, and India together making up well over half of that. South Korean health authorities warned on Friday that a cluster of coronavirus infections in the capital, Seoul, was threatening to spread after thousands of people attended a rally by conservative political groups last week. While many of the current spike in cases have been among members of church, some of whom attended the rally, officials say more people need to come forward and be tested to head off the uncontrollable outbreak. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported 324 new cases as of midnight Thursday, bringing the country's total to 16,670, with 309 deaths. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The coronavirus recession struck swiftly and violently now, with the U.S. economy still in the grip of the outbreak. 5 months later, recovery looks fitful and uneven and painfully slow. The latest evidence came Thursday when the government reported that the number of workers applying for unemployment climbed back over 1 million last week after 2 weeks of declines. The figures suggest that employers are still slashing jobs, even as some businesses reopen and some sectors like housing and manufacturing have rebounded. Former chief Trump strategist Steve Bannon is under arrest and facing allegations in a southern border wall scheme. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Prosecutors say Bannon and three associates ripped off donors who contributed more than $25 million to build part of the wall. The criminal charges say much of the money never made it to the wall, instead enriching the men, including Bannon, who was pulled from a luxury yacht off the Connecticut coast. He's the latest in a long line of Trump associates who've been prosecuted, though the president was quick to distance himself from his former aide and the scheme.
I know nothing about the project other than I didn't like when I read about it. I didn't like it. I said, this is for government. This isn't for private people. And it sounded to me like showboating.
The president did tell reporters he feels very badly about the situation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration on Thursday formally notified the United Nations of its demand for all U.N. sanctions on Iran to be restored, setting off an immediate confrontation with Russia and other Security Council members, including America's European allies, who called the U.S. move illegal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered the notification to the president of the U.N. Security Council, citing significant Iranian violation to the 2015 nuclear deal, a requirement to snap back U.N. sanctions. Pompeo told a U.N. press conference the United States will never allow the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism to freely buy and sell planes, tanks, missiles, and other kinds of conventional weapons, or to have nuclear weapons. He said the U.S. action will extend the arms embargo, which is set to expire October 18th, and also prohibit Iran from ballistic missile testing and enrichment of nuclear material. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is now in serious condition, with both Germany and France offering help after his supporters say he was allegedly poisoned by the Kremlin. Navalny, a lawyer and an anti-corruption activist, is a fierce critic of President Vladimir Putin. He's helped release high-impact investigations into what he claimed to be outrageous examples of official corruption and has served several stints in jail in recent years for organizing anti-Kremlin protests. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.